Hey, we're David and Joy Parkman.
With More Than Conquer Counseling and Coaching with your marriage tip of the day.
Because your marriage matters.
Hey, babe.
Hey, lover.
So this week as we talk about choosing one another and all the wonderful, you know, one another verses that are in the Bible that sometimes we don't think applies first and foremost to marriage.
Right.
Right? We think about that as just how we're supposed to be in church or in the body, you know, but it starts with us. The church begins in the home.
Yes.
And then it expands, right, from our marriage relationship. How are we doing together as a couple? Then it expands to our children, our grandchildren, to our church, to our community. And so it really does start with us. And I love what Romans 12:10 has to say about this, because we all had in our vows some form of honoring one another, right? So it says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself.
Yeah, we're very egocentric creations, right?
Yeah.
We only see through the lens of our own eyes. And it's very hard to see your spouse and your children and put them above you.
Right.
And, you know, we're called to do that. That's truly dying to self.
It is. No place on earth but marriage and family do we have that opportunity to die to self.
At that level.
At that level. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we get in conflict, how would that change if we're putting the other person above ourselves? Because most conflict really has to do with, I have a hope or desire or expectation that's not getting met, dadgummit, right?
Right, right.
You know, but if I stop and go, wow, I'm putting myself above my spouse, above maybe my children, above my coworkers, above anybody.
Right.
You know, I love this idea of a culture of honor where if I'm honoring you and you're honoring me, everybody's getting honored.
And that's really the secret here, right? Because it can become a landslide if only one person is behaving this way, right? And a lot of resentment can be built. But when we truly take this command and we're both applying it, it becomes a gentleman's battle of who can serve who better.
Absolutely.
And when that happens, both parties' needs are being met.
Absolutely. It seems, you know, that once we honor each other, we can experience that devotion and that love that Romans 12:10 talks about.
Our passion is helping couples create a life and relationship they love.
So if you want more connection,
more intimacy,
more unity,
more peace,
we may be reached by phone and text at 417-592-2885 to see how you can have more.